Brothers, this is our commission. It's not just the Apostle Paul's, but it's our commission. We have the same commission as our brother because we have seen it. Amen, Joel.
Under this point, it's really a serious matter. He says we need to pray over the contents of our divine commission, asking the Lord to make them our experience and reality so that we can bring others into this experience. And the points were that we should pray for is that our eyes should be open. And number two, that we should be turned from darkness to light. And then thirdly, we should be turned from the authority of Satan to God. So Brother Lee is saying, this needs to be our experience before we can bring others into this experience. We ourselves have to be delivered from the authority of darkness. And even he says we need to fast and to pray that this would happen. We shouldn't assume that we're fully free from the authority of darkness. Let's read these points here under three, and then I'll just comment something. Okay, let's begin with three. To turn them from the authority of Satan to God. The highest point in our spiritual state is to have a true side with the throne above us. To have the throne above a true side is to give the Lord the preeminence of being and the highest and most prominent place in our life. The clearer our sky is, the more we are under the throne. For God to have the throne means that He has the position gained in us. If we are under the clear sky with the throne above us, genuine authority will be with us to bring under God's authority. Our uttermost love for the Lord qualifies, perfects, gives us to speak for the Lord, secures the throne. And so notice here, there are degrees of being out from under the authority of Satan. Brother Lee, no doubt, was a man who was out from under the authority of Satan. You know, he says here, he says, we need to pray, Lord, turn me from the authority, the dominion of Satan to yourself. I must be a person who is absolutely in God. A person absolutely in God. Did you have that impression whenever you came around Brother Lee? Or whenever you read his writings? Or whenever you heard his tape? Or whenever you heard his speaking? It was a brother who was absolutely in God. God, we need to pray that we'll be a person absolutely in God. God is my sphere, my realm, my kingdom. This is what he's charging us to pray, even with fasting, that God would be our sphere, our realm, and our kingdom. Hallelujah! What better prayer could we pray? That God would be our sphere, our realm, and our kingdom. He says, I must be in God. So Brother Lee was leading us. He is an example of this. And this is the point that touched me with this message. There's a difference between taking this commission and just in a kind of letter way where we just go and preach or even where we go and pass out literature. I mean, this is good. We need to do this. We're promoting this. But we need to be persons who are in the reality of what we're studying. We need to be in the reality of the gospel. Are we experiencing a full experience of the gospel? a complete and a perfect. He uses these words, complete, perfect, entire experience of the gospel, or is our experience of the gospel just partial? Anyway, we need to pray. God has a full salvation for us. Hallelujah. Okay, this is what he says. That these matters, we need to experience the gospel that the Lord has revealed. We need to say, Lord, I want to experience this full, complete, perfect, full gospel. This gospel not only covers God's kingdom, but also Satan's kingdom. So Satan is there, as we read. We need to pray that the Lord would bring us out from the authority of Satan. There are degrees from which we are out from underneath his authority. And I like these adjectives. To the point where we give the Lord the preeminence in our being, the highest and the most prominent. He is the most prominent position in our life. And he says here that we love him to the uttermost. There are degrees that he operates in our being. So we need to pray, Lord, to the uttermost degree. I want to experience you and your gospel in the uttermost degree. Not a half salvation. Not a partial salvation. Then we will be a witness, not just a preacher. You know, some young brothers were telling me they felt like their preaching on the campus was not so effective. And I didn't tell them this, but it could have been that they were preaching rather than witnessing. A witness is a person who has experience, right? And this is what the Lord was calling Paul to be a witness, not a preacher. He didn't say, I've called you to go preach a message. I'm calling you to be a witness. Amen. Okay, then next, let's go. Some things on the extreme. Of the fact that God has a complete and marvelous redemption and salvation. And he has a new covenant provision to forgive us of every sin that we have ever committed. So we need to experience that. We need to have a thorough confession. To experience a thorough forgiveness, we need a thorough confession. Have you had a thorough confession? Well, sometimes we are, you know, it's like a stop and go, or a quick, service, what do you call them? Anyway, you just stop and go. Lord, cover me with your precious blood, hallelujah, and we'll just go on. And that type of confession, no doubt the Lord will hear our prayer and cover us. But there is such a thing as a thorough and complete confession. And by a thorough and complete confession, it is amazing that layer after layer that has come upon our heart and our conscience gets washed away. It takes time with the Lord. I would encourage that we spend time with the Lord. I mean, I'm amazed myself that as I've spent time even this past few weeks with the Lord, matters that happened years ago that were an offense to my wife. I mean, not, you know, just, I thought they were noble things. But in my wife's view, they were not so noble. And you know what? I think in the relationship with our wives, I'm finding out there's a lot of things there. As Manoah said last night, we need to really go to the Lord, to be taught of the Lord, not by Dotson necessarily, but by the Lord. Be taught by the Lord to live Christ toward our wife and toward our children. There are sins that need to be confessed in relation to our family, our wife, our children, the brothers, even in the work. We just need a thorough repentance of everything and anything that the Lord would shine His light on. And if we take the time to do that, a marvelous thing will happen. We'll experience the cleansing. We'll experience the flow. We'll experience the commission within our being arising. We don't feel so burdened and commissioned. It could be that there's layer after layer stacked on our conscience. If you're not burdened for your neighbor, if you're not burdened for your colleague, if you're not burdened for your family, then it could be that there are layers and layers of sin there. But anyway, Paul here charges. I mean, the Lord charged Paul to declare to the nations, I mean, to the Gentiles, to be a witness that they may be forgiven of sin. Boy, the most convincing person that would testify forgiveness of sins as a sin. I mean, I've heard the testimony of some saints that have really sinned, and I feel very convinced that they have been forgiven by God. So we need to have that experience. Okay, then, a thorough confession. Let's read the last point. That they may receive to Paul was to proclaim that the ones he would testify and witness to, that they may receive the inheritance among those who have been sanctified. Brothers, we have an inheritance. Our inheritance is the triune God. Our inheritance is the triune God. What an inheritance. What a portion. If we really see, and if we begin to taste this, and the more we enjoy this, we will be beside ourselves. When we have our time with the Lord, when we have confessed and had a thorough confession and a thorough cleansing, the spirit of reality begins to make more and more real the triune God. And I know my experience, and that has increased over the years, especially under this ministry, that I begin to say, hallelujah. maybe when we begin our time with the Lord, we're kind of hanging our head and we're thinking about the last words that our wife said, or the last words that our children or our boss and our colleague. We're in another realm, right? But when we have a thorough confession, when we have a thorough repentance, we have a thorough washing, something begins to rise in our spirit. And then we begin to love the Lord. And then we begin to praise the Lord. Oh, many times I get out of my seat. I just get energized with the triune God. The triune God is living. And He is in our spirit. And when we begin to rise in our spirit, the triune God becomes so real to us. We just as Beverly talked about here, He becomes our sphere. We begin to say, triune God, You are my sphere. Triune God, You are my realm. Triune God, You are my kingdom. I'm here just for You. I'm here for nothing else. We're just here for the triune God. We're not here for money. We're not here for possession. We're not here for position. We're not here for anything. Take position. Take money. Take the world. We're not here for pleasures. We're here for the triune God. He is our pleasure. He is our enjoyment. So as we just blend and mingle and merge with the triune God, then we enter into His burden. And I would just testify, I think I haven't kept my time here carefully, but I'll just give two testimonies of the fact that we can enter into another realm by just experiencing these matters that are in this message, so that they become our experience, and then we begin to pray for the sake of the Lord's interest that others will experience them. And no doubt Paul prayed for those that were under darkness, their eyes would be lightened. No doubt he prayed for those that were under the authority of the power of darkness to be freed. No doubt he prayed, binding the God of this age, the authority. So anyway, we can only say that the Lord worked in us in that way. And this is our, the brothers asked that we would change a little bit of the experience. So anyway, we did. That. Lord bless you. I take the many of this. And that evil empire. We are nobody. We were just a couple of simple brothers. But the Lord did burden us. And I would say that we are all the same. The Lord can come to us and burden us with His interests. And so we began to pray just these prayers regarding Russia. We prayed for the Lord to open the eyes that the enemy had blinded. We prayed for the Lord to set free from the authority of darkness. We prayed for the Lord to turn them from the authority of Satan to God. We prayed for the Lord to grant many to know Him and His great salvation. We prayed that the Lord would grant many to be brought into the knowledge of Himself, and that they would know their inheritance in the triune God. That's very simple prayer, but it's very profound and very great. And we repeated that prayer thousands of times in relation to Russia. Okay, not only us, but there were other believers praying the same thing. And so one day, the Lord prayed in such a direct and such a calculated and such a targeted way for that government, for the Lord to carry out and spread this gospel of the kingdom to that country. And you know what? The Lord answered that prayer. Quite amazing. And we prayed it specifically for the political situation. We prayed, Lord, whatever you need for the furtherance of the gospel in Russia. Lord, do it. We release you to do it. In fact, we got bold. We said, we charge you to do it for your name's sake. And so, eventually, we know what happened. The walls came down, and the door opened up, and then the recovery went in. And there's many things we could share, but we certainly don't have the time. But I will probably want to share today, tonight, is the burden that this prayer could be picked up by the brothers from many churches, from many countries. There are 190 countries on this earth. And there are 6 billion people divided in those 190 countries. And to this point, there's 120 that have, either to a very small measure or to a very great measure, received the ministry. Maybe a book is all they got. That's all we have for them, an address. But, brothers, we have the commission with the ministry of this age and with this gospel of the kingdom to spread it to the entire inhabited earth. Does your Bible say that? All of our Bibles say that. The Lord has spoken that. That until that is done, the end will be delayed. So we have here in our hands this gospel of the kingdom. Should not we bear the responsibility for the countries on this earth, for the nations on this earth? Wouldn't it be something if you would go back to your home meeting, go back to your locality, go back to your region, and pick up the burden to pray? You all have this list of 190 countries. Perhaps the Lord would lead you to pray for 1 or 2 countries, to pray with fasting and to pray with prayer. You would pick up just like we did for Russia. You would do the same thing for these countries. You're no different than I am. You're probably better than I am. And we brothers, and if we would just pick up the charge. My, there are 2,000 churches on this earth. I think there are 234 localities represented here. What if we would pick up the burden for this gospel of the kingdom to spread to these countries on this earth and to pray with fasting, pray with prayer, much prayer, and pray consistently, pray in a committed way for a certain country. If you would come together with your home, a small group meeting, come together with your locality and pray that the gospel of the kingdom would spread to that country. Pray that the Lord would open the eyes of the blind. Pray that to bind the authorities of darkness. You have to realize, behind every country, there has been assigned an evil prince. Behind every 190 countries, there are evil princes who have been assigned to blind the minds of the people. That is their full-time job. Either using the world, either using religion, different forms of religion, either using some means to blind the minds of the people. So the first step is to bind the powers of darkness. Bind the evil forces. Bind the principalities. Bind the rulers. And pray that the Lord would begin to move. Raise up laborers to go there and to distribute the ministry. Pray that the Lord would raise up laborers who would go there and even translate when needed. Pray that the Lord would raise up and open doors that no man can shut. There are countries that are under the darkness of Islam, under the darkness of communism. What is behind Islam? What is behind communism? Even what is behind the worldliness? What is behind the evil. Behind that are the evil forces of darkness. And we have been given the keys of the kingdom. We have been given the keys that could bind. Brothers, wouldn't we be provoked? On one hand, provoked that the enemy has succeeded in blinding and lying to and deceiving and keeping so many human beings under bondage of sin and darkness. That should provoke us. That should motivate us to pray for this gospel of the kingdom that will set these prisoners free. Hallelujah! Let it motivate us. Let it provoke us. And let it stir us up to take this commission to pray for this gospel of the kingdom to spread to the whole inhabited earth.
Amen.
Amen.